Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by the co-directors of Art Round Tennessee, Jen Luna and Emma Lovitz. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Always love having you guys. So we've got Art Prowl coming up in November, and it's going to be huge this year. So tell me a little bit about what we can expect.
So this year we have over 80 artists again, and it's going to be on November 10th and 11th. That's a Friday and Saturday. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6. And we have several new stops that we haven't had before because we have several new businesses here in town, like the French Cookie is going to be on there, West Side Grocery. Who am I forgetting?
Inner Alchemy and the Arcade Building, both are up on the square.
Okay, cool. I know Jamie's Eats and Sweets. I couldn't remember if she was in it last year.
She wasn't. She's done First Friday with us, but this will be her first Art Prowl. Yeah.
That's exciting.
And yeah. Plenty in their new location is another one.
Yeah. Plenty is just my favorite place in the entire world right now. I buy too many books. So tell me a little bit about some of the artists we have, because I know everyone sees the old standbys, like both of you. So you can also tell me a little bit about what you're doing. But then I know we've got some new emerging artists this year.
Yeah, so all of our emerging artists are new to Art Prowl. We have five this year. We have painters, printmakers, several different media, and they will all be in West Town Center this year with a shared display area. So that will be really exciting. And we have a lot of new artists from out of town as well. Barbara Chambers is one. We also have Ian Ondum coming from Nashville area. We have several new artists.
I know Rebecca and Dalton Vaughn are from Knoxville, and both, I think, went to Tech. So I know Rebecca did, at least. So that's nice. It's still, they've got the Cookville connection.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't realize that they went to Tech, so that's great. Yeah.
I know for sure Rebecca did. I can't remember with Dalton, but they're both, like, so talented and so much fun, so.
Yeah, we're excited to have so many new people this year.
And then, of course, you guys will both be showing. Where will you be? And tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm a stone carver, and I will be set up at Meg's Bread and West Side Grocery.
So I do textiles and printmaking, and I'll be at the Walnut Street Market.
Okay, fun. Yeah. Has Walnut Street Market been part of Art Prowl before?
They've done
First Fridays. Okay.
They did last year and year before they hosted Jack Bly. He's a blacksmith.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I'll be there with him. He's great.
I just like the variety we have for artists because it's not like even each stop. Like I know, so I'll be at Biz Foundry like I am every year, and it makes me so happy because I know where everything is. But so me with photography and Barbara Chambers with mixed media, and then Erica Swenson with painting, and of course everyone knows her from the mural on Cedar Street that was almost a revolt when that got torn down.
That's right. Yeah, I'm glad that got put back on 37 Cedars is, right?
Yeah. I think
that's
so
cool.
I never remember like what order all those businesses go in, but that makes sense. So tell me a little bit. So the emerging artists, anything like really new and different that we haven't seen before?
Well, this year we have a new stop, kind of. We are going to have the Art Prowl event tent, which will be in the lawn that's right next to Meg's Bread that Twin Lakes owns. And there we will have our sort of welcome center for our merch, but we'll also be hosting kids' activities and demos all weekend there. And we have a lot of really exciting artist demos.
Oh, that'll be fun. And kids' activities, because it's like, I mean, I know the parents love to go and the kids are like, oh, there's nothing for me here. So they feel kind of dragged around.
Yeah. So we haven't been able to do like a lot of kids' activities since COVID. And so this is kind of the first year since then to bring that back. And so we'll have kids' activities at that event tent, as well as Ad Lib Arts, which is kind of close to WCTE on Madison Avenue, and also First Presbyterian Church. They're going to do some kids' activities.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, so lots of opportunities for the kids.
We'll be right back on the scene with more about Art Prowl. Welcome back to the scene. And I'm here today with Jen Luna and Emma Lovitz from Art Round. And we're talking about Art Prowl, which is coming up. But you guys have also been doing throughout the year, or at least summer and early fall, First Fridays. How have those been going?
I think they are very well attended. I think that more people are hearing about them, and we have great feedback from the community, and they run June through October, and then November's Art Prowl, so it really keeps us busy through the whole year.
Yeah, and it's good for artists who want to get involved but can't necessarily participate in the November event.
That's true, and it also, like, it keeps art in this community top of mind, because before, when it was really just Art Prowl, it's like, it's so easy to forget about all these incredibly talented people here. And so this is just a chance for more people to show off their things. And Art Round started doing the Tiny Show, and you've got other events coming up. Tell me about some of these other things.
Yeah, so the Tiny Show is our members show that we've just done two of those. So we incorporate that in our June 1st Friday, which is the first Friday of the year. And that's gotten bigger each year that we've done it. And then in March, we do our Art and Business Symposium, which this year was our first year. And that is a project that Emma and I both created to be more of an outreach program for our artists. And it's more of the business side of things, and just helping our artists learn how to navigate the business art world. It can be difficult.
Yeah, last year we had a CPA come, as well as several working artists and teachers and musicians, and so we just want to have a variety of speakers, so we'll be doing that again this upcoming March.
It's such a good idea, because I heard from some of the newer artists in Art Prowl that, like, they just don't even know where to start. Like, they don't know what to do to get ready for it. They don't know what kind of products they should have. And they're just, like, so confused. Like, they want to do it, and they're so excited to share what they do. But they're like, I don't even know how to begin to think about what to charge. And so learning the business side, and, like, I come from that business and entrepreneurship background. And when I started as, like, doing markets and Art Prowl, I was just like, well, I don't know. Who's going to pay me for my stuff? And it's just like, it's so hard to think about, because we're creatives. We don't want to think about having to, like, make money and support ourselves, but that's part of it.
Right. And there's so many different approaches that people take. Like, you know, even the three of us sitting here, I'm sure, have a very different approach of how we decide to run our business and different things that we do, you know. So I think that's interesting to take from what more seasoned people do, and just take bits and pieces and create your own path, you know. But we try to inspire people and get people from all different kinds of art, like not just visual art, but like she was saying, musicians and, you know, maybe some other kind of art or poetry writing, I think, would be interesting.
Yeah. I always think I've had several musicians on the show, but, like, I had Diego in talking about food art. And, like, that's so interesting, too, because it is an art form. But it's not one of those ones that people just immediately associate with artists.
For sure. Yeah. There's so many different ways to be creative.
Yeah. And all creatives really have to be entrepreneurs in order to make money off of their art, if that's what they want to do. So we hope the symposium helps with that.
Exactly. And it's just nice learning from other artists, because I know when I first started, I talked to Brian Stamm, who's been a photographer and participated in Art Prowl forever. And he gave me so much great advice. And so I always try to pass on advice to other people. And I think that's one of the things you really see in this community, specifically in Cookeville, the Upper Cumberland, is it's a collaboration. Like, we all, even those of us who do similar things, we're all still like, oh no, but let me tell you how to do this, and this work. And, like, we all
try to support each other.
Exactly. Yeah. I would say we're one big happy family. We're supportive. We encourage each other. Like, it's so nice.
And when one of us succeeds, we all do, you know?
Yeah.
It's good for all of us when we do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if, like, someone asks for something that you're like, oh, I don't do that, it's like, I'm the first one to be like, oh, no, go talk to this photographer, because they will have what you're looking for. And I think we have a lot of that here, which I really love. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jen and Emma. You're back on the scene, and I am here today talking to the incredible Jen Luna and Emma Lovitz about Art Prowl coming up in November. So we started talking about some of the demos that'll be going on. Fill me in on some of what we'll see.
Yeah, so in our event tent that we mentioned earlier, which again is going to be in the yard next to Westside Grocery that Twin Lakes has graciously let us use for the event.
Shout out Twin Lakes.
Thank you, Twin Lakes.
We love you.
We will have some seasonal homegrown floral wreaths that Don Rivero is going to be demoing on Friday night. That's going to be very cool. And then on Saturday, we're going to have Holly Arms doing some puppetry making. She makes really cool, intricate puppets, and they are very cool. And so I'm excited about that one. And then Sarah Youngblood with the Bryan Symphony. She works for the Bryan Symphony, but she also builds and repairs instruments.
Oh,
yeah. So she's going to be there on Saturday, along with the Bryan Symphony, also doing some kids activities in the tent. So there'll be lots going on in the event tent with the demos and kids activities. So, yeah. And then also at quite a few of the stops, there'll be demos.
Yeah. So throughout Art Prowl, a lot of the artists will be giving demos throughout the weekend. So on Friday, at Cookeville Art Studio, Adele Seitzinger will be giving a silk painting demo.
Oh, fun. I love her work.
Her work is beautiful. And Jack Loeb, who I'm not sure if he's new to Art Prowl or just new for a while, he'll be giving a painting demo. On Saturday, Nicole Groot, who does all of the artwork for the BSO, will be giving a painting demo at the Real Estate Collective.
She used to be one of my students. She's amazing.
She's great.
She's
her
so incredible.
Beautiful. Lots of stuff. We have more painting demos going on at Cookeville Art Studio on that Saturday. And then, sort of throughout Art Prowl, Carla Renee will be in Soulcraft Coffee working on colored pencil drawing.
Her stuff is so intricate. Like,
it is.
I don't know how anyone can do that with colored pencil. And she's got a solo show coming up after Art Prowl. So we'll have her on the show pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah, I've never really seen anyone do what she does with colored pencils. So
me either.
Cool. Yeah. And then also on Saturday, Mountaintop Candle Shop will be doing a little pop-up in our event tent for a couple hours, and they're going to have special Art Prowl candles available.
Fun. They did that during Made Here Market. They did Powered by Her candles.
Yeah.
And the smell of those was amazing. I'm like, I need one of these. But I love their stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's going to be a lot going on. And part of the bad thing about being an artist is I never get to see any of it anymore. Like, Art Prowl used to be like one of my favorite events. And now I'm like, I'm stuck in my corner.
I know it's hard because everybody wants to walk around and see everything and also participate. But
exactly. But it's worth it.
Yeah, we've tried really hard to make sure that there's a lot going on throughout the whole West Side and downtown so that people can have something to do the whole weekend. We're also going to have the TTU Drumline perform on Saturday morning.
Oh, that's
yeah,
fine.
So that'll kick off Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Depot. So
I'll be able to hear that from Bizpontry.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. So we start, so we're on the square, and of course we always have the artists who are in their own studios, but are we in Tennessee Legends again?
Yes.
So
yeah,
that's probably about the furthest. And then Biz Foundry is probably the other end. So,
that's right. Yeah. We have Tiny Cloak and Wayne Hogan over there with Tennessee Distillery. So that'll be good. And then Caitlin Dunn with Dunn Spun. She'll be on the square along with Inner Alchemy. And then we'll go down Spring and Walnut. And then circle back to Cedar and Broad and, all the way kind of back up to the square with Outdoor Experience will be on it and
nice.
Exceptional Bean. So it'll kind of be like a little circle P
and
shape.
Lots of places in there for people to park at, which is always
for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know Biz Foundry has paid parking normally on weekends, but for Art Prowl, they do not tow. So anyone who wants to park at Biz Foundry, then you can. Don't worry.
Know. That is good to know.
I know. I've tried to remember to tell people that. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event this year. And remind us all of the dates and times.
It'll be November 10th and 11th, Friday the 10th, 3 to 8, Saturday the 11th, 10 to 6.
And for more information, artroundtennessee.com.
Yes, or you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Art Round Tennessee.
Sounds perfect. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.